Germany,
Finland,
Italy,
Spain,
and Belgium.
Different cultures
in one continent,
Europe.
But what happens when five countries get together to make a podcast in an e-training project? Listen to my radio, breaking news.
In our podcast channel, we are going to examine different issues, collaborating and exchanging our views to reach a common goal.
So have fun with the following episode.
Hello, I'm Alessia, and I'd like to welcome you to today's podcast on partnership to achieve the goal. But what are the global goals? The 17 goals for sustainable development are political objectives of the United Nations, which are intended to ensure sustainable development worldwide on an economic, social and ecological level. Today's guests have often been confronted with this topic and are also committed to it internationally. So, Giovanni, please present us once again the topic from your perspective.
Hello, I'm Giovanni and welcome to our podcast. Today I'm going to show you my opinion about Goal 17, Partnerships for the Goals. In order to achieve the other goals, we must work together because nobody can save the world alone. We need partnerships, worldwide organization, common rules and contracts. Fulfillment of the other goals requires us all working together.
You are absolutely right, Giovanni. We humans have always managed to solve big problems together. We have prevented countless wars and survived them together. Many are committed to climate change, and together we can also tackle this problem. We have solved countless problems so far, but what exactly is the goal of number 17?
The objective of Goal 17 is teaching people that collaborating with someone is better than do everything on your own, and it could also be satisfying. It might help you in your life too. For example, in team sport, you have to collaborate. Also, the greatest player in the world, without a great team, can't achieve their goals. On your future work, you probably have to collaborate with your colleagues. This goal could also inspire the Europeans and global countries to work together, for example, in big issues like that of coronavirus. That is helping us understand that together is better. And if you work hard and you do always your best, you will have more satisfaction and you will feel more proud of you.
I completely agree with you, Giovanni. This current situation with coronavirus is a good example from the importance of partnerships. Coronavirus disease is an infectious disease which spreads through the droplets of saliva or from the coughing or sneezing of an infected person. The symptoms are different for everybody, but most common symptoms are fever, tiredness, coughing and difficulties in breathing. The virus was found on December last year from China. Since then, it has spread to 181 countries and reach the site of pandemic.
In this dangerous situation, we have to pay more attention and follow the rules. Going out with protective mask and gloves. Go out if is necessary. Wash often your hands, avoid human contacts. As Alessia said before, the infection are spreading all over the world, and our country, Italy, is one of the most affected behind USA and Spain. If all of us citizens respect the rules, the situation will improve. So it's important collaboration between countries. For example, in Italy arrived a lot of doctors and medicinal equipment to help us from the other countries. In conclusion, if each of us collaborates in his own small way, this dangerous situation are resolved. Do you have anything more to say, Alessia?
Yes. In addition to following the given instruction, I think that we should try to avoid increasing the panic. I mean that we don't need comments for this situation from every single person. The media already talks enough, but about this situation. I'm not trying to say that talking is forbidden, I just mean that life goes on. The fake information or people's opinion from the actions of governments are unnecessary. So, other results if we achieve the partnership goal are: community increases peace, joy and cohesion, movement between all countries improves, poverty is reduced when food is exported to those in need, a common language like English helps to understand one another, wars can be reduced almost completely, and employment increases when everyone has the same access to education.
That was our podcast on partnership to achieve the goal. I hope it was informative and shows some of you that collaboration is better than trying to solve everything alone.
Goodbye.